Three experimentalists. Good, Thomas, and Old were the public mouthpieces of the institution, but they did not actually do any Laetril experiments. The controversy over Laetril at SKI revolved around the activities of half a dozen people, but particularly three key men. Kanematsu Sugiura, DSC, his immediate supervisor, SKI Vice President C. Chester Stock, PhD, and his main antagonist, Catholic Medical Center's Daniel S. Martin, MD. It is therefore essential that the reader obtain a full picture of these three, and especially of the man who did most of the experiments discussed in this book. If a man's character is his fate, as the Greek philosopher Heraclitus said, then many features of this story derive from their character, and especially from the moral courage of one man. Kanematsu Sugiura, DSC. I first met Kanematsu Sugiura in the summer of 1974. New to the job, I was looking for promising topics to write about for our monthly publication, Center News. It still exists as a bi-monthly online magazine. My boss, Jerry Delaney, suggested that I go to the Walker Laboratory in Rye, New York, to troll for story ideas. The Walker Lab had opened in 1959 on the grounds of a large estate on the Boston Post Road. Its construction was part of a $12 million gift from the stockbroker Donald Stone Walker and was dedicated to the study of chemotherapy in test tubes, fertilized eggs, and animals. At the time of its dedication, the director of NCI's chemotherapy service described the Walker facility as the finest in the world. But by 1974, Walker employees felt neglected by their downtown SKI counterparts. The sudden ascendancy of the immunology program put the systematic search for chemical treatments, their specialty, in doubt. Walker scientists felt insecure and underappreciated. Because of their geographic isolation, their work was inadequately recognized in Center News. As it turned out, they had good reason to be concerned, because a few years later, SKI sold off the facility.